book that I've been preaching from the last year or so. And what Jane actually was talking about is what I wanted to talk about as well. There was no collaboration between us, well, not much anyway. You know, but this is what I wanted to say. And it's just that 1 Corinthians 12, verse 12, says the following. It says here, "For as the body is one, and has many members, and the members of that one body being many, are one body, so also is Christ." Now, the reason why I want to share about this verse this morning is because I've been talking about fellowship, and over the last month or so, off and on, and the last time I spoke about fellowship, I said, you can't do fellowship without L-O-V-E. Remember that? You can't. Thank you. I passed the test. I can spell. Okay. You can't do fellowship without love, can't you? I'm going to share about something else today. And maybe this is something that I think you can hang your head on as well. You can't do fellowship. You can't do true fellowship without belonging somewhere. Do you hear what I mean to that? You cannot do true fellowship without belonging somewhere. And that's why Paul says here, "For as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of that one body are many, being one body, so also is Christ." Now, we had a guest speaker last week, good friend of mine, Craig Tasker, and I really wanted to catch up with him during the week, but he's a busy man. He's in demand, and I was saying, when's the best time to catch up with him? And so I took him up to Carlingford Court on Sunday night after the Koreans had finished with him. And of course, I got a phone call. Straight away, my wife needed me at home, so I went home and had to do what I had to do, and he went home to his family, and so much for that. And I thought, well, I really want to catch up with this guy. So the following day, Monday, 5:30, I thought, okay, I'm going to take him out somewhere. Where can I take him to? Please forgive me. I took him to the local RSL club, the Castle Hill RSL club, of which I am a member. I am. No, make no bones about it. My wife's a member as well. They've got good facilities for the kids to do gymnastics. We basically join because of the kids. Not because we go up there every week, but just, you know, it's handy to have, isn't it? Now, I went to the RSL club on Monday night last week. Me and my friend, he showed his license. I showed my membership card and looked at the prices on the wall of the menu. We bought a packet of wedges together. That was my big splash out for the missionary, visiting missionary. Cost me $8. Packet of bowl of wedges with some nice sour cream and chili sauce. It was lovely. But I saw it. Otherwise, if you weren't a member, it cost you $10. But if you were a member, praise God, it cost you only $8. Wasn't that wonderful? 20% discount. And so I showed my membership card, and I got this bowl of wedges. We had a great time of fellowship. Put on a few kilos as well, but we had a great time of fellowship as well. Amen. Who loves potato wedges? Now, I'm telling you that because there's a reason. Because when someone mentions the word membership in society today, you think about people like associations like an NRL club, associations like a RSL club, or the American Express card, or MLC, or whatever businesses out there. When they offer you membership, it's because you are going to get something out of it. Isn't that right? Whether it's a discounted food or whatever else. You know, that's what membership is all about in today's society. That's what it is. But we are a church, amen? And we are members, not because of what we get out of it, but we are members because we all have something to offer. Isn't that right? Now, this lady, lovely lady Jane, gave a testimony this morning. And she said, and it's funny because I like to go around and see people, new people, as you're supposed to do as a pastor. And it's funny because when I ask people, you know, why did you come to this church and what made you stay here? Some people say it was because of the food. There's not much food around at the moment, is there? But that'll change, amen. Some people, they say because of the friendliness of the people. Some say it was a sense of family that encouraged them to stay. Jane's not the only one who said that. Others stayed because of the worship. Nobody stayed here for the preaching. But that's all right. That's okay. I don't mind that. I'm still going to get up here every Sunday. It's all right. Some are here because of the friends they've made. A lot of people will stay in a church because, you know, of the friendships that they have, and it's hard to leave a church when you've got good friends here. Isn't that right? Other people have even said to me, the reason why they've stayed in this church is because there's been a sense of calling. They know God has called them to stay here, and so they stay here. And that's all good. But you know what? If you're here, and if you've decided to make this church your church home, and I know all of us here have chosen to do that. For those who are visiting here, we welcome you, and we hope you join us as well. But if you've made this church your home, that qualifies you as a member. And if you are a member of this church in the sense that you've decided to stay here, this place fits you like a glove because God has called you to be here. And the reason why God has called you to be here is because you've got a part to play in making this place work and in expanding God's kingdom here in Epping. Do I hear an amen to that? Amen. You're a member. You've got membership. But membership in the church is all about giving. Amen. Not getting discounts. Do I hear an amen to that? Amen. It says here in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 16. It says here, according to the Good News Bible, it says, under his control, all the different parts of the body fit together. And the whole body is held together, now get this, by every joint with which it is provided. So when every separate part works as it should, the whole body grows and builds itself up in love. Isn't that right? Isn't that good? We are members because we have something to give. That's why we're here. And when every separate part works as it should, then the whole body grows and builds itself up through love. And I'm talking about fellowship this morning. I'm talking about how you can't do fellowship without belonging. And I looked at some of the clubs that are offered here at Epping. This is funny. Some are quite good. Of course, there's the Epping RSL Club. Maybe some of you are members. There's Epping Eastwood Lions Club. There's a Rotary Club. There's a YMCA Football Club. I think Kalen plays for the YMCA Football Club, doesn't he, Nalini? He doesn't anymore. He changed, did he? You withdrew your membership, did you? Okay. You weren't getting anything out of it. Okay. I see up there on the railway line, when I'm driving sometimes, there's a lovely model railway club here in Epping. Anyone ever seen that before? The Epping Model Railway Club. If you're a model railway enthusiast, you know, there's a club for that as well. If you love Renault cars, there's an Epping Renault Car Club here in Epping as well. Here's an interesting one. There's the Epping and District Pro Bus Club. Now, the Epping and District Pro Bus Club is when all the senior citizens are here. They all get together and they all do singing classes together. They do. They have this thing called the Old Codgers Night. That wouldn't suit anybody here, I know. But all the old people get together and they have a sing song. You know, and when they all get together and have a sing song, people who are senior citizens, they feel a sense of belonging, don't they? There's all sorts of clubs out there in society that are promoted, that are created to give people a sense of belonging. Isn't that right? And the church should be right up there with them. But let me just say something. If you want to belong somewhere, if you want to have true fellowship, and if you want to belong somewhere, in order to belong somewhere, you've got to have an affection for that place, don't you? You've got to have an affinity for that place. Now, in my younger days, I was a Christian, still am, praise the Lord. Isn't that nice to know, isn't it? The pastor's a Christian, okay? And I love the Lord. But when I was in my 20s, I loved playing rugby. I'm sorry. But I did. I love playing football. And I played for a club called the Parramatta 2 Blues Rugby Union Club. Some of you may have heard of them. And 3 nights a week, I would travel from Epping, 55A Carlingford Road at Epping, down to Granville, not far from where Pierre lives. And I would train. And I would travel all over Sydney to play games down at Randwick and Gordon, Eastwood, Warringah, all over the place. Drive down in my own car at my own expense. And I did it because I felt a sense of belonging. I had friends there. And I felt really good when I pulled on that lovely Parramatta jersey. And then something happened. And then I remember a year later, I decided, well, why should I be traveling at half an hour, 3 nights a week, to go down to Granville to train when there's a perfectly good rugby club down at Eastwood? And so that was only 5 minutes away from where I live. So I thought, okay, I'll change clubs. I'll go and play down there as well. And I started driving down there. And I started playing for that particular club. And it was funny because I lost something when I made that choice. And the reason why I lost something was because I had no emotional connection with that place, because I had no friends there. I put on the jersey, did what I was doing down at the other place, but there was no emotional connection. There was no sense of belonging. And I lost something when I changed clubs. You know, and I think it's like that sometimes, because very often, you know, you get Christians and they love the Lord, but they don't love His church. Isn't that right? They love the Lord, but they don't love His church. There's probably thousands and thousands of people in maybe even in Epping, Sydney, that are like that. They love God, but they don't like His church. But I'm going to say something today. Jesus said some good things about His church. Amen? Jesus said in Matthew chapter 16, verse 18, He says, "I say to you, Peter, on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." Let me say this, the Epping RSL Club's going to fade away. Amen? The Epping Model Railway Club is going to fade away. Amen? Eventually, one day. The Epping and District Pro Plus Club, where all the senior citizens get together and sing lovely old songs together down at Dents Park. That's going to eventually fade away as well. But let me just say this, and I hope you get excited about what I'm saying this morning. Jesus' church will never, ever fade away. Amen? It's going to go on forever and forever and forever. You know, the world has tried really, really hard to destroy the church. I don't know if you know this, but in the 16th century, there was a massive revival took place in the country of Japan. And the emperor, he felt so threatened by all these people coming to the Lord, that he came down hard on the church. He came down really hard. But the church still survived, and the church is still around today. In the Soviet Union in the 20th century, same thing happened. The authorities tried to come down really hard on the church in the communist era, but it's still surviving, isn't it? 21st century China. China's still coming down hard on the Christians in China. You know, the Muslims are coming down really hard on Christians in those particular countries. But I'll tell you something. I'm saying this because I'm getting your attention. The church is still surviving because the church is tough. Amen? The church is hard. The church is resilient. Amen? And you are part of something that's going to last forever and forever and forever. You are a member of a good club. Shouldn't call a church a club, should you? But you're a member of something that's resilient, that's hard. And the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Isn't that right? Isn't that right? You know, Jesus said, let me just say this. Jesus said in Ephesians 5:25, He says, "Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ loved the church and gave Himself for it." We had a preacher come here once. His name was, everyone say this, Jacques van der Westhuizen. Big South African bloke. And this verse says, "Husbands, love your wives." Ephesians 5:25, it says, "Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave Himself for it." Jesus died for the church, didn't He? And this guy, Jacques van der Westhuizen, he said, Jesus did not die so the church would become a non-profit organization. Should I say that again? Jesus did not die so the church would become a non-profit organization. The church is much more than that. Amen? The church is God's representation here on earth. Jesus loves the church. Jesus is married to the church. The church is His bride. Now, I know that couples sometimes have troubles with each other. I'm going to tell you a joke, and I want you all to laugh, okay? I want you all to laugh. After a quarrel, a husband said to his wife, "You know, I was a fool when I married you." Got some response, didn't it? "I was a fool when I married you." And the wife replied, "Yes, dear, but I was in love and I didn't notice." Told you to laugh, okay? It's true. One bloke says, "I married Miss Wright. I just didn't know her first name was Always." Always Miss Wright, okay. You know, but the reason why I say those really, really funny jokes for is because, you know, sometimes a Christian's relationship with the church is a bit like a marriage, isn't it? You have your ups, you have your downs, you have your quarrels, you have your misunderstandings, you have your misinterpretations, you know, you get upset with them from time to time. But in spite of all that, I mean, there is an emotional connection you have with your spouse, isn't there? and you always make up with them. Isn't that right? And it's the same if you've got an emotional connection with the church. You're here as a member of this church because you love the church. Jesus loves the church. We love the church. We love this local church because we've got an emotional connection to it. And because we've got an emotional connection to it, amen, you know, in spite of all the things that happen, we're still here. We're still here. Isn't that right? Isn't that right? We love the family of believers, says 1 Peter 2:17. Show proper respect to everyone. Love the family of believers. Fear God and honor the King. Amen. You know, I sort of wonder sometimes that if a Christian does their Christianity by themselves, I often wonder, they think, I must be perfect because I have no hassles, I have no dramas. Everything's just beautiful, just me and Jesus. Ever noticed people like that before? And then they join a church and they stick around at a local church. And what happens is they discover how imperfect they are. Isn't that right? Isn't that true sometimes?